Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninyanem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nephew Rio calls on youth to lead in strengthening humanitarian mission. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang inspects restoration work at old KMC dumping site. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on equal opportunities for every section of society to achieve Viksit Bharat. And Union Minister Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya attends high-level task force meeting on investment promotion in the northeastern region. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has called on the youth to lead in strengthening humanitarian mission. He said this in his vice presidential address during the ceremonial function of the 38th Annual General Meeting of Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland State Branch IRCSN in Kohima today. Describing young people as torchbearers of empathy, Mr. Rio urged members to expand outreach and inspire wider youth participation to sustain the spirit of service across the state.
I encourage all members and volunteers to renew your dedication to these young people. Let us work hand in hand to strengthen our trenches, broaden our human outreach, and engage more young people in this global movement of compassion. The youth are the torchbearers of empathy, and they represent the future of the Red Cross of our state.
Emphasizing the Red Cross theme, Keeping Humanity Alive, the Chief Minister said it was a reminder to uphold compassion and voluntary service amid global challenges. He commended the IRCSN for over four decades of humanitarian work since 1982, including disaster response, health and hygiene promotion, blood donations, even to the most remote corners of the state. The Chief Minister encouraged continued collective effort to serve and keep humanity alive. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister of Planning and Transformation and National Highway T.R. Zeliang, along with the Chief Engineer and officers from NPWD National Highways, today inspected restoration work at the old KMC dumping site. In a social media post, Mr. Zeliang said that the work is progressing rapidly and he is optimistic about reopening the route to traffic very soon. With the monsoon receding and favorable weather conditions, the Deputy Chief Minister expressed hope that there will be minimal disruptions to the project's timeline. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that equal opportunities for every section of society, especially for the weakest and the marginalized section, are required to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. She was addressing the gathering after unveiling the bust of former President K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Kerala today. Highlighting the contribution made by former President K.R. Narayanan, the President said he left behind a legacy of integrity, compassion and high democratic spirit.
Our nation moved ahead to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. It is essential to ensure that all citizens, especially the weakest and most marginalized, get equal opportunities to realize their dreams. Sri K.R. Narayanan has left behind a rich legacy of morality, integrity, compassion, and democratic spirit. As we remember him today, let us draw inspiration from his life, which was dedicated to nation building, to create a more inclusive, just, and compassionate India.
Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya, today participated in the high-level task force meeting on investment promotion in the Northeastern region. The meeting was chaired by Chief Minister of Tripura, Dr. Manik Saha, and attended by Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, T.R. Zeliang, ministers from Meghalaya and Sikkim, and other union ministers. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya informed that during the meeting, deliberations focused on a comprehensive roadmap for investment promotion in the Northeast, identifying priority sectors and strategies to attract and sustain investments. He said the Northeast states shared plans to strengthen infrastructure, enhance ease of doing business, and foster a conducive ecosystem for industries. Mr. Sindhya added that the state further reaffirmed the need for center-state collaboration to accelerate industrial growth and inclusive development across the region to build a Viksit Purvottar. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice Chancellor of Nagaland University, Professor Jagadish Kumar Patnaik, today inaugurated a cancer research laboratory at Lumami campus, marking a significant milestone in the university's scientific advancement and commitment to addressing the growing burden of cancer in the region. Speaking on the occasion, Professor Patnaik urged faculty members and students to pursue excellence through research and publication. He encouraged scholars to document and explore traditional healing practices by engaging with local healers to identify potential natural remedies, emphasizing the possibility of recognizing and patenting such indigenous knowledge. Addressing the program as guest of honor, Registrar of Nagaland University, Dr. Abemo, underscored the importance of scientific progress for the betterment of humanity, asserting that Nagaland University holds immense potential in contributing to cancer prevention and cure. The Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, NSAX, in collaboration with Nagaland Olympic Association and Nagaland Athletics Association, will be organizing Red Run 3.0 on October 30 at Agri Expo in Chumukedima. This was announced during a curtain-raiser press conference held at the Nagaland Olympic Association Office Complex in Kohima today by Project Director, NSAX, Dr. Ahu Sekose.
Being a national event, we are expecting about 140 participants representing about 34-35 state AIDS control societies. So 140 participants, and also looking forward to more than 700 participants from the general category from our hosting state. The focus of the entire marathon is focused in creating awareness towards prevention of spread of HIV/AIDS.
Dr. Sekose also informed that the event is being hosted by the Government of Nagaland and supported by the National AIDS Control Organization, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The occasion marked the release of the official logo of Red Run 3.0, the launch of QR code for registration in the Open General Category 2-kilometer run, and the launch of the official jersey for Open Category runners. The key provisions relating to nomination under the Banking Laws Amendment Act will come into effect from 1st of next month. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that the provisions will give depositors the flexibility to make nominations as per their preference, allowing the customers to nominate up to 4 persons, simplifying claim settlement for depositors and their nominees. The Act aims to strengthen governance standards in the banking sector, ensure uniformity in reporting by banks to the Reserve Bank of India, and enhance depositor and improve audit quality in public sector banks. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy today announced a logo design contest for the National Green Hydrogen Mission, NGHM. The ministry in a statement said that the winner will be rewarded a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees and a certificate of recognition by the NGHM. It further emphasized that the design of the logo must capture the essence of the mission, which is to make the country self-reliant and a global hub for production, usage and export of green hydrogen, and showcase the emerging nature of the sector. The ministry also informed that the entries should be submitted on the MyGov portal by the 5th of next month. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nephew Rio calls on youth to lead in strengthening humanitarian mission. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang inspects restoration work at old KMC dumping site. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on equal opportunities for every section of society to achieve Viksit Bharat. And Union Minister Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya attends high-level task force meeting on investment promotion in the northeastern region. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.